This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Netflix announced its quarterly earnings yesterday. While revenue came in under expectations, the company also said, with its crackdown on password sharing, it added nearly 6 million paid subscribers last quarter. That's almost three times what Wall Street expected. Marketplace's Christian Schwab has more on that win for Netflix, even if not for viewers, and whether it's likely to spread to other streamers.
Netflix hasn't cracked down on everyone who's password sharing yet. But if you haven't been caught, the company's coming for you. Streaming analyst Dan Rayburn says sharing is tracked through IP addresses, device IDs, and usernames.
Because if you have four, five, six different profiles, chances are you're probably sharing that account with multiple people.
Rayburn says Netflix has been smart by starting slow, so it doesn't alienate its users. And it's also given consumers more pricing options. Tim Hanlon is CEO of the Vertair Group.
I think the arrival of an ad-supported, less expensive tier around the same time of this idea made it a lot more palatable.
Netflix with ads is $6.99 a month. A standard subscription is $15.49. Hanlon says the password sharing crackdown was bound to happen. Until recently, streaming platforms prioritized subscription numbers over profits.
I think, frankly, this is a hangover of unmitigated pursuit of growth.
And since Netflix's experiment has been successful, other platforms are likely to adopt it. Eric Sorensen at Parks Associates says as investors become pickier, media companies are pivoting to a new view.
Password sharing is actually a form of pirated content.
Whether sharing accounts is actually illegal, Soren says that falls into a gray area. But if anyone asks, I plead the fifth. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.